I'm Missouri Operation Lifesaver State Coordinator.
All right, and today we're talking about pedestrian train safety. I understand that pedestrian casualties have increased in recent years.
Yeah, the trend has been continuing to go up, and over last year it increased the casualties at least 25% higher. You know, many people were killed, but a lot more were injured. You know, we had more circumstances where people were out on the track and got hit by the train.
What are some circumstances that pedestrians need to be wary of?
Well, just railroad property and the tracks and property right away is private. And if you're on it, other than going all over a public or private crossing, you are trespassing. And you should stay off. A slogan we have is stay off, stay away, stay alive. And that's really true. Those people don't have any business being out on the railroad tracks or on a train trying to get on one or take a shortcut across it or walk on a bridge. There are no walkways out there on most of the railroad bridges. That's just for train travel only. And you get out, you get stuck. You either got to jump or try to outrun it. It's going to be difficult to outrun a train going pretty fast.
Right, right. Is there anything that drivers should be worried about?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's our railroad crossing crashes have remained the same. Unfortunately or unfortunately, we had two people killed last year, and that's kind of the same we were the year before last. So the fatalities at railroad crossings are down, but the instances have stayed the same. Still have a lot of injuries. Of course, when you get hit by a train, either in a car or pedestrian, you're probably going to be severely injured, or if not worse. But you know, those are at least a bright side. I mean, it's not increasing. Now, nationally, both railroad crossing crashes and trespass incidents increased by about almost 10% across the country this last year compared to 2013.
I see. And then also people need to be wary of ATVs and motorbikes, that kind of thing?
Yeah. You know, don't ever try to take those out on the railroad tracks. One, it's not a good environment for it. Two, the noise that you're generating from your vehicle, you're not going to be able to hear the train if it's coming up behind you, and it's going to be going a lot faster. But again, it's illegal and dangerous. You're not allowed out there, and you can be, you know, ticketed. And, you know, unfortunately, I mean, that might just save your life if you did. And that's one of the reasons we're working with law enforcement agencies to increase enforcement of people that are out on the railroad tracks illegally.
All right. Thank you. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell our listeners?
The only thing, you know, it's a short little phrase that we've also adopted is see tracks, think train. So anytime you see around the railroad tracks, just think possibility of the train, and you know, don't go there, don't jeopardize your life.